President Xi Jinping's promising that China will continue to do whatever it can to support the COVID-19 response in Africa. The two sides held a video summit on solidarity against the novel coronavirus on Wednesday. Xi Jinping's calling on both sides to work together to build a China-Africa community of health for all.
COVID-19 is still affecting many parts of the world. Both China and Africa face the formidable task of combating the virus while stabilizing the economy and protecting people's livelihoods. We must mobilize necessary resources, stick together in collaboration, and do whatever it takes to protect people's lives and health and minimize the fallout of COVID-19.
Xi Jinping pledged that once the deployment of a COVID-19 vaccine is completed in China, African countries will be among the first to benefit. He also announced that China will cancel the debt of some African countries' interest-free government loans that are due to mature by the end of this year. Beijing reported 21 new COVID-19 infections on Wednesday, bringing the total of the new outbreak to over 150. Around two-thirds of them were detected in Fengshai District, which has been hardest hit amid the resurgence of the novel coronavirus. China is expressing opposition to a Xinjiang-related bill signed by U.S. President Donald Trump. The foreign ministry says the bill smears the human rights situation in Xinjiang and slanders China's efforts in counterterrorism and de-radicalization. It stresses that Xinjiang-related issues are not about human rights, ethnicity, or religion, but about fighting violence, terrorism, and separatism. China and India have agreed to maintain peace on their shared border. The foreign ministers have held talks over the phone following a fierce physical conflict between border guards of the two countries in the Galwan Valley region on Monday. China's blamed Indian forces for violating the consensus, illegally crossing the border, and attacking Chinese soldiers. The Chinese foreign minister is demanding that India carry out a thorough investigation into the incident, discipline its frontline troops, and immediately stop all provocative actions. U.S. President Donald Trump's extended existing U.S. sanctions on North Korea for another year. Washington declared a national emergency with respect to North Korea in 2008, with an executive order signed by then-President George W. Bush. The order, which was further expanded under Trump in previous administrations, calls for sanctions on North Korea for its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The UN Special Rapporteur on Racism urged the UN to create a commission of inquiry to investigate systemic racism in law enforcement in the United States and globally. Professor Tendai Echiyumi says injustice and discrimination are deeply entrenched within U.S. law enforcement, saying the legal justice system has failed to address the issue.
We strongly urge you to create a thematic commission of inquiry or other mechanism empowered to investigate systemic racism in law enforcement globally, especially where it is related to legacies of colonialism and transatlantic slavery.
The UN Human Rights Council held a debate on racial injustice and police violence yesterday. The debate came after several weeks of protests and demonstrations in the United States and worldwide following George Floyd's death. The U.S. Commerce Department announced it'll allow American companies to work with Chinese tech firm Huawei on setting standards for 5G telecom networks. American companies have been required to obtain a special license from the Commerce Department to have any business dealings with Huawei and its affiliates since Huawei was first placed on the U.S. entity list back in May of last year. But the rule change allows those companies to disclose U.S. technologies to Huawei without a license if it's for the purpose of 5G standards development. Huawei has welcomed the decision, saying it'll continue to hold sincere discussions with its counterparts, including those in the United States. The Honduran president announced that he and his wife have tested positive for COVID-19. Juan Orlando Hernandez is the first Latin American president confirmed to have tested positive for the novel coronavirus. But he says his symptoms are mild and he's already starting to feel better and that he'll return to normal activity in a short time.